The Great American Eclipse is almost here. On Monday, a ribbon of land from the west coast of Oregon to the east coast of South Carolina will experience a total eclipse of the sun. It will be the first total solar eclipse in the continental U.S. since 1979. WPSU's Christine Allen consulted some astronomers to find out what all the fuss is about.
Retired astronomer Bill Arden has master's degrees in physics and astronomy, and he spent 5 years doing research on the sun. He keeps his telescope out in his yard near Milroy. It's housed on a tripod in its own observatory, complete with a domed roof that slides open.
Let me open it.
It's tiny. It looks like a kid's playhouse.
That's my man cave. It's about 8 feet across, holds the telescope nicely.
The observatory is made from PVC, most of it recycled plastic, Arden says. And a solar panel provides the power to adjust the telescope.
Under the three legs of the tripod, there's a block of concrete.
Why is that important?
That isolates the tripod and the telescope from the deck. And so you can dance on the deck and the telescope never feels it.
You have to have quite a fascination with the stars to have this kind of setup in your yard. So I wasn't surprised to hear that Arden's planning to travel to see Monday's total eclipse of the sun.
This will be my first one, which is why I'm driving halfway across the country to see it.
Since Pennsylvania will only experience a partial eclipse, Arden will head to Nebraska to visit family and watch the total eclipse.
From what you know about eclipses, what will this experience be like?
You really won't see much of anything until totality hits. So if you look at the sun through a pair of good solar glasses or a good solar filter, you'll see the moon's shadow take a bite out of the sun. It will get progressively larger.
But you won't notice any change in the light just yet, Arden says.
In other words, the sun can be 80 or 90% blocked and you won't see any difference. But in the seconds before totality, actually, if you're in a big open clear space, you'll actually see the shadow of the moon coming toward you. It'll be like a fast-moving thunderstorm.
Then suddenly it will get dark.
Dark enough that birds stop singing, the cicadas start to chirp, nighttime things start to happen.
But that nightfall, Arden says, is short-lived.
That lasts for, depending on where you are, 2 minutes and 40 seconds or something like that. And then it goes back to being normal daylight again. So we're all going halfway across the country for 2.5 minutes.
Chances are most of the eclipse photos you've seen show the corona of the sun encircling the dark disk of the moon. But Arden says that may not be exactly how the corona will look during this solar eclipse.
We're almost at solar minimum. The sunspot cycle is about 11 years long, and we go from very few sunspots to a peak of lots of sunspots, typically hundreds at a time, during solar maximum.
And a lack of sunspots, Arden says, means the corona may look very different.
If you looked at the corona during solar maximum, you'd see arcs and loops and streamers and things pointing out all sorts of directions from the sun. The field settles down a lot at solar minimum. And so at solar minimum, if you look at the corona, it's very likely that what you'll see is just two long tapered streamers, coming out each side of the sun around the solar equator.
That's what you'll see if you're traveling south or west from Pennsylvania into the path of the total eclipse on Monday. But if you stay and watch the partial eclipse?
If you've got a decent pair of solar glasses, you can look directly at the sun, and what you will see is the moon's silhouette taking a bite out of the sun. And you'll see it cover about 3/4 of the sun at the point where totality is south of you, and then start to move off again. You won't see the darkness of totality, but you definitely can see the bite out of the sun.
Meanwhile, at Penn State University, astronomer Chris Palma plans to stay in central Pennsylvania for the eclipse.
Millions of people are planning to travel to somewhere along that path to see the eclipse. There's a lot of worry that traffic is going to be pretty serious on that day.
Palma says he thought about traveling with some of his colleagues to see the total eclipse, but decided to stay and watch the partial eclipse in Pennsylvania.
The more I thought about it, there's going to be thousands of students here at Penn State who are going to want to see the partial solar eclipse. So I'm organizing a group of us to be on campus and in the community, handing out eclipse glasses so that people can safely observe the eclipse while it happens.
Let's talk about observing this safely.
Yes. Yes, safety should be on all of our minds. You know, some people are thinking, oh, I'll just put on some heavy sunglasses I have. Those will not be safe either. Please do go outside. Just don't look directly at the sun without solar glasses that you know are safe.
If you can't get outside to view the eclipse or you don't have special eclipse glasses, you can, of course, watch the live stream online, courtesy of NASA.
They have a great website that's very easy to find that brings together all of their 2017 eclipse information in one place, and that's where they'll be live streaming it. And so that's where I would go, is NASA's main eclipse website.
If you miss the eclipse altogether, take heart. On April 8th, 2024, there will be another total solar eclipse. The path of totality for that eclipse will cross the northwest corner of Pennsylvania, stretching from Titusville to Erie. I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.
Moon shadow, leaping and halting on a